Ever get that feeling? You know that one where you're holding the keys to your new place?
Good
It's
time.
exciting, yeah. But actually getting there, that whole moving thing, let's be real, it can be a bit of a process, right?
Definitely a process.
But that's what we're diving into today, how to make it way less stressful.
Music to my
We're
ears.
taking this awesome guide from DSLD Mortgage about how to totally rock your next move and turning it into like your own personal playbook.
Like having a moving day coach in your back pocket.
Totally. And you know what I love? They don't waste any time. They jump right into the super important stuff you need to handle even before you close on the house.
Exactly. They're all about being totally clear on that mortgage approval.
Makes sense.
And it's not just, oh yeah, you're pre-approved, good to go. It's about actually understanding what you're signing up for, knowing your budget, so you don't get hit with any surprises at the last minute.
No last-minute scrambles for cash. Got it.
Exactly. And then there's the whole appraisal thing, which can feel a little mysterious, honestly. Right. Like, how do they even come up with that number?
I know, but DSLD does a good job of like breaking it down so it makes sense.
So you know what to expect.
Exactly. You want to make sure the appraised value lines up with like what you're comfortable paying, right?
Totally. And speaking of avoiding surprises, they really emphasize getting a professional home inspection.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Okay, but I feel like I hear about those all the time. Why are they so essential?
Think of it like this. A home inspection, it's like getting a checkup for your potential new home. A good inspector will look at everything.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, it from the foundation all the way up to the roof, they're looking for any sneaky little problems that could turn into major headaches later.
Oh, like what kind of problems? Give me the scary details.
We'll think water damage for one. Yeah, not good. That can be a nightmare. They're checking the electrical, the plumbing, even the actual structure of the house.
Wow. So it's not just making sure the oven
It's
works.
definitely not. They're looking out for your safety and your investment. So finding a good inspector is like crucial.
100%. And DSLD actually gives some really great tips on what to look for in an inspector.
Oh, that's handy. I always wonder about that.
Yeah, it takes some of the guesswork out of it for sure.
I like it. Now, this guide isn't all serious business, right? They sprinkle in some humor too, which is always appreciated.
Well, for sure. They keep it real. Like, one of the things they suggest is cleaning your new place before you move in.
Wait, seriously, before you even move in.
I know, it sounds kind of crazy at first.
It
But
does.
when you think about it,
Okay, yeah, I'm listening.
it's so much easier to clean an empty house.
That's true.
No furniture to move around, no boxes to trip over.
I'm already sold.
Plus, it gives you a chance to, like, really get to know your new space before all your stuff is in there.
That's actually brilliant. Why didn't I think of that? I
Right.
love it.
It's all about strategy, right? And speaking of strategy, their 30-day checklist is pure genius.
Oh, tell me more about this checklist.
So they break down those 4 weeks before moving day into like manageable chunks. So you're not like.
Frantically shoving things in boxes the night before.
Exactly. They even have you start decluttering a whole 4 weeks out, which is genius.
4 weeks out, you said. That sounds like my kind of timeline. Gives you a chance to really savor that getting rid of stuff feeling.
It's like a pre-move cleanse for your home and your mind. And speaking of feeling lighter, DSLD also reminds you to tackle those dreaded change of address forms early on.
Ooh, yes. The post office, the banks, all those online subscriptions that seem to multiply by the day.
It's like they know where your mail goes. You've officially moved, right? DSLD suggests setting up mail forwarding with USPS right away so nothing gets lost in the shuffle.
Smart move. And while you're in that organizational mode, week three is also a good time to start gathering packing supplies. Boxes, tape, bubble wrap the essentials for keeping your belongings safe and sound.
They even suggest a little color coding system for your boxes, which I love. Label each box with a different colored sticker to represent its destination room makes unpacking a breeze.
Now that is thinking ahead. No more mystery boxes ending up in the wrong room. Okay, so we've decluttered, we've got our supplies, and we've officially notified the powers that be of our impending move. What's next on DSLD's strategic moving plan?
Week two is all about diving into the packing process, starting with the things you won't miss for a while, those off-season clothes, the books you've been meaning to read but haven't gotten around to.
It's like creating a little time capsule of non-essentials tucked away safely until you're settled in your new place. And it's also a great time to confirm those moving company details, right? Make sure everyone's on the same page about dates, times, and any special instructions.
Exactly. Communication is key, especially when you're dealing with large furniture and fragile belongings. Now, fast forward to the week before the move. The excitement and maybe a little bit of panic is starting to build. This is where DSLD throws in another curveball tip.
Oh, I love a good curveball. What is it?
They advise against packing everything from your kitchen and bathroom until the last day. Think about it. You'll still need your toothbrush and that morning coffee, even on moving day.
Okay, that makes sense. I admit I've been guilty of packing those essentials a week early and then digging through boxes for a spoon.
We've all been there. And here's another gem from their list. Designate a moving day essentials box. This is like your survival kit for the big day.
Ooh, a moving day survival kit. I like the sound of that. Tell me more.
So picture this, right? You've just rolled up to your new place. You're probably exhausted, but you're excited too, right? Last thing you want to do is tear through a million boxes just to find your phone charger or like a clean t-shirt.
Oh, tell me about it. Done that one too many times. Not fun.
The worst. That's where this essentials box comes in. You basically pack all the stuff you know you'll need right away, like as soon as you get there and for those first 24 hours. So we're talking toiletries, any medications, a change of clothes, phone chargers, snacks, you know, the important things, maybe even a roll of toilet paper, just in case.
Definitely don't want to forget the coffee and tea either.
Yeah.
Caffeine is key on moving day, am I right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Can't forget that. And here's another pro tip from DSLD, and this one's a good one. Pack an open first box.
All right, now you're speaking my language. It's like they've actually moved a bunch of times and know the struggle is real. So what goes in this magical box of wonders?
Think of it as like a welcome wagon for yourself. Tools, you probably need those. Paper towels, trash bags, maybe a cutting board and a knife. Just those little things you'll be glad to have handy without digging around.
It's all about setting yourself up for success before you even walk through the door. Love it.
Exactly. And speaking of setting yourself up for success, DSLD is big on labeling everything clearly. And I mean everything.
Yes. Future you will thank you. It's amazing how quickly you forget what's what when it all looks the same from the outside.
Right. It's like a total mystery. And here's a bonus tip straight from the guide. This one's gold. When you're taking apart furniture, bag up all those little screws and bolts and then actually attach the bag to the furniture itself. Trust me, you'll be so happy you did when it's time to put it all back together.
Lifesaver. See, it's these little things that make all the difference. Okay, so we've prepped like pros, our labeling game is strong, and we've got those survival boxes packed. What about the main event itself, moving day? Any advice for that?
Moving day, it's like its own thing, but DSLD has some great advice for that too. Keep any valuables with you, obviously. Keep a close eye on the movers, but like be nice about it. And this one's big. Have the movers bring in the large furniture first.
Makes sense. Get those big pieces situated, and then you're not dodging a sofa while you're trying to unpack the rest.
Right. And as the movers are doing their thing, take a minute to check for any damage. Oh, this is a good one to remember too. Jot down those meter readings. You know, for gas, electric, water, it's always good to have a record.
Oh, and here's a little bonus tip for me.
Yeah.
Make sure you have working light bulbs in, like, all the main rooms.
Oh, that's a good one.
Seriously, there's nothing worse than fumbling around in the dark after a long day of moving.
Okay, so the movers are gone, the dust is settled. What's next?
Time to celebrate. Seriously, you did it. Moving day conquered. Take a minute to appreciate that.
Cheers to that. Order some takeout. Maybe pop some bubbly. You deserve it.
Exactly. Yeah. Although DSLD does point out that there are a few more things to do even after you're all moved in, you know, just to wrap things up.
All right, lay it on me. What are we talking about here?
First things first, update that address.
Yeah.
And I mean everywhere. Mm-hmm. Banks, credit cards, online stores, basically anywhere that sends you mail or needs your info, let them know you've moved.
And register to vote. So important, especially if you've moved to a new area. Absolutely. Yeah. Can't forget that one. And then, of course, there's that inevitable pile of mail for the previous residents.
Ah, yes. The phantom mail strikes again. It's like it never ends.
It's like they have a sixth sense or something. But seriously, don't get mad. Just write, not at this address, on the envelopes and pop them back in the mailbox. It's the best you can do. And hey, if you're unpacking and you realize you've got boxes of stuff you just don't need anymore, pay it forward, right? Donate it.
But I love that. Giving back and decluttering all at the same time. It's a win-win for everyone.
Right. And then finally, once you've crossed everything off your to-do list, take some time to just enjoy your new place, explore the neighborhood, you know, find those hidden gems.
Yes. Moving isn't just about the house itself. It's about starting fresh in a new place.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And hey, remember, a little preparation goes a long way, and you'll be moved in and sipping that celebratory drink before you know it.
A moving day survival kit. Okay, I am intrigued. Tell me more about this essential box strategy.
Imagine this. You've just arrived at your new place, exhausted but exhilarated. The last thing you want to do is rummage through a dozen boxes just to find your phone charger or a clean shirt.
Been there, done that, it's not pretty.
Exactly. So in your moving day essentials box, you pack all the things you'll need immediately upon arrival and for the first 24 hours. Think toiletries, medications, a change of clothes, phone chargers, snacks, maybe even a roll of toilet paper.
Don't forget the coffee and tea. Trust me, a caffeine fix will be your best friend on moving day.
Absolutely essential. And here's another pro tip from DSLD that I love. Pack an open first box.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. It's like they've tapped into the mind of someone who has moved a dozen times and learned all the hard-won lessons. What goes in this magical box?
Think of it as a mini welcome wagon for yourself. Basic tools, a roll of paper towels, trash bags, maybe even a cutting board and a knife. Those little things you'll need right away without having to hunt them down.
So it's all about setting yourself up for success before you even step foot in the new place.
Precisely. And speaking of setting yourself up for success, DSLD also emphasizes the importance of labeling everything clearly, and I mean everything.
Yes. Future you will send you a thank you note. It's amazing how quickly kitchen stuff can turn into a cryptic riddle when you're surrounded by a sea of boxes.
Right. And here's a bonus tip from the article. When you're disassembling furniture, bag up all those loose screws and bolts and securely attach the bag to the furniture itself. You'll be so glad you did when it's time to put everything back together.
Game changer. It's the little details that can make or break a smooth move. Okay, so we've prepped like pros, we've labeled like champions, and we've got those survival boxes packed. What about the main event, moving day itself?
Moving day is like a carefully choreographed dance, and DSLD's advice is all about staying one step ahead. They remind you to keep valuables close at hand, supervise the movers like a hawk, with kindness, of course, and this is a big one, have the movers bring in the large furniture items first.
Makes sense. Get those big pieces in place, and then you can navigate the rest of the move without playing Tetris with boxes and sofas.
Exactly. And as the movers are unloading, take a moment to check for any damage. It's also a good idea to jot down those meter readings for gas, electric, and water documentation is key.
Oh, and here's a little bonus tip from me to you. Make sure you have working light bulbs in all the main rooms of your new home. There's nothing worse than fumbling around in the dark after a long day of moving.
Such a simple thing, but so important. Now, once the movers have gone and the dust has settled, it's time to
celebrate. You did it. You conquered the move.
Absolutely. Order some takeout, pop some bubbly, and give yourself a pat on the back. But remember, DSLD wisely points out that a few essential tasks remain even after you're all settled in.
Like what? Give me those post-move must-dos.
First things first, update your address with, well, everyone and everything. Banks, credit card companies, online retailers, you name it, they need your new address.
And let's not forget about registering to vote in your new location. It's an important step in making your voice heard in your new community.
Absolutely. And then there's that inevitable pile of mail addressed to the previous residents.
Ah, yes, the phantom mail. It always seems to linger for months.
It happens. Don't get mad, just write "not at this address" on the envelopes and pop them back in the mailbox. And hey, if you unpack and realize you have boxes of stuff you no longer need, pay it forward. Donate those gently used items to a local charity.
I love that. Giving back while decluttering, it's a win-win.
Exactly. And finally, once you've checked everything off your post-move to-do list, take some time to explore your new neighborhood. Find those hidden gems. That cozy coffee shop, that amazing park you never knew existed.
Yes. Moving isn't just about a new house. It's about embracing a whole new chapter.
Well said. And remember, a little preparation can make that chapter a whole lot smoother and more enjoyable.
So there you have it, your moving day playbook courtesy of DSLD Mortgage. Remember, preparation is your superpower. It's about tackling things strategically one step at a time. And before you know it, you'll be settled in your new place, sipping that celebratory drink, and wondering why you ever stressed about moving in the first place.
Exactly. And here's a little something to think about. Imagine you're helping a friend move. What's the one pro tip you've learned from this deep dive that you just have to share with them?